Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Running Code, Humor in South Texas Law Enforcement. I'm your host, T-Bone. With me is always my partner, J-Man. J-Man, been a while. How you doing?
Has been a while, but I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. You've been busy. We've been busy. We've had a lot going on.
Yes.
For the listeners, we appreciate your patience. I know we haven't had an episode out in a while. J-Man and myself had some things going on that kind of took priority over this. We're trying to get back in the groove, so hopefully now we can get back on our every week there'll be a new episode. But we do appreciate your patience, and we do appreciate the fans that have written to me asking where we were. I do appreciate that. Our YouTube channel has taken off kind of well. Gotten some comments that maybe weren't, they were funny, but they weren't appropriate, so I had to delete them because I do want people to enjoy the content. But we thank you for the comments. We thank you for the questions you've sent us. We appreciate your patronage. So more funny stuff to come, but I just wanted to get that out of the way. So J-Man, welcome back. It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
Been too long.
It has.
It's only been about a month, but it feels like it's been a year, bud.
I know.
A lot of things have gone on, though. Law enforcement is taking a beating again. That shooting in was it Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get into that one, but those officers didn't really do anything wrong, and I'm worried that it's going to turn into another shitstorm.
I think, honestly, this is my honest opinion. I think there's already, well, in Chicago, they have restricted them on when they can actually, like, pursue someone on foot. Honestly, think they can't. Like, there has to be, like, really strict circumstances for them to do foot pursuits. So what I think they're just going to do is probably restrict them on how to do their traffic stops. I think Philadelphia already has it to where they cannot make traffic stops for certain equipment violations. So it'll probably
non-moving
just be,
violations.
Yeah, it'll probably just be that. It'll probably be something like that.
But so, not where a seatbelt is a moving violation.
It is.
But problem with the lawyer of that family is he's not telling the truth. He's skewing it.
Oh no, yeah,
it was a pretextual unconstitutional stop. No, it was not unconstitutional at all. Not wearing a seatbelt is a violation of state law, which gives you legal reason to stop the car and talk to the occupant.
Yeah.
Now, if he hadn't pulled a gun and shot an officer, he'd probably be alive today. It's that simple. This is what people don't understand about that math. Don't pull a gun and shoot an officer, and you'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
They didn't just walk up and execute him. And the lawyer of that family is trying to make it sound like that's exactly what we did. So that's my issue.
Yeah. That's probably, honestly, what I can see coming up is that there's going to be some special legislation that's going to just limit the type of traffic stops for certain moving violations that they can make in Chicago, which is okay. That's part of the line, of course, with how the politics go in certain regions of the country.
People don't understand. We talked about this in the interdiction episode. Cars are used to commit crimes, go to commit crime, or come back from committing crimes. It's also used to transport fruits of crime. Mm-hmm. Stolen guns, narcotics, mail fraud, which doesn't sound all that exciting unless it's you getting your stuff stolen out of the mailbox. Like your credit card gets used, activated, and used, and you got to go through that pain in the ass to get that stop. Mm-hmm. Child pornography, human smuggling. And human smuggling does not necessarily mean illegals from Mexico or further south of the border. It could mean a child being smuggled.
Yeah.
It could be a young girl being used for human trafficking. So people don't realize these traffic stops serve a purpose. If you've done nothing wrong, you get your warning, your citation, you move on with your life. Big deal. It's over and done. But we intercept a lot of crime in traffic stops.
Yeah.
And clearly, this young man was not a good member of society. Already had a long record. In fact, they were having a hard time finding a picture of him that wasn't criminal. And they finally found one. It was this high school graduation picture. You know, I love those. Let's find the most innocent looking picture. Let's go back, if we got to go back 5 years or 10 years, to find a nonviolent picture to show on the news he was such a good boy. And I feel bad for the mother because it is still her son. Still a child. Okay. But now she wants to pretend she cares. That's my problem. Like, you could have cared all this time before that. Mm-hmm. Now you want to care because you see dollar signs. I guarantee you, every civil lawyer in Illinois was knocking on her door.
Yeah.
So instead of focusing on maybe you could have raised your son better or maybe helped him on his path, maybe more attentive. I don't know the full dynamics. Maybe she was a fantastic mother. He just went wrong. I don't know. Don't know the family. But we've seen it time and time again in our neck of the woods down here in South Texas that a suspect opens fire at us. We return fire and kill him. All of a sudden, he was a good boy. Never did anything wrong. He was a sweet soul. He was such a giver. Well, maybe to you, Mom, because you're still Mom. but not to everybody else. You can't turn around and make him a saint all of a sudden, like George Floyd. He's not Saint Floyd. Okay, the man was not an innocent just bystander who just for funsies, they knocked him down and choked him out. That's not what happened. But everyone wants to become a saint all of a sudden because they think the more you make him a saint, the more dollar signs you're going to see on your check. So unfortunately, the optics are what they are. So it's hard for people to understand how this world works. And part of the reason that we started this show was to get people to understand law enforcement, you know, take away some of the mystery. Like it could be funny. It could be tragic. It could be sad. It could be amusing, but we want to peel back the layers of mystery. We want people to understand that we're not out to hurt you. That is not our goal in law enforcement. That's at least it's not my goal. And I've known you for 10 years. Not your goal either. I've never set out to hurt anybody. It is dictated by what they do. If they choose to cooperate, they choose not to cooperate. They want to fight. They want to run. That's on them.
Yeah.
True. So if you do what we tell you to do, 99 of 100 turns out okay. If you're going to jail, you're already going. Nothing you say or do is going to change that. But you can add charges or make it a whole lot worse than it already is. It could be a minor Class B misdemeanor, but you want to turn it into a felony because you don't agree. Or you think fighting is going to make it better for whatever reason you've got in your head that this is going to improve the situation. Let's fight. I don't get that. You know, that's the side of the road is not the place to fight your case. It's the courts for. If the officer is screwed up, it'll be brought out in court. Your defense lawyer will come after that officer for having either violated your rights, broken the law, or violated his agency's policies. That's where it will come to light.
Yep.
That's where it'll be handled. Side of the road, it doesn't matter what he did. If you start fighting him or shooting at him, it really doesn't matter at this point because you cannot legally resist arrest. Even if the arrest itself is unconstitutional or bad, that's for the courts to decide, not you on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So I hear that all the time from people. Oh, you know, you should resist an arrest if it's unlawful. Okay, to you it's unlawful because you don't agree. That doesn't mean the law says it's unlawful.
Yeah.
So that's not for you to decide. That is for a judge or an appeals court to decide. Then it gets hashed out there. And if an officer violated your rights, he'll pay the price for it. At a minimum, he'll lose his job. He could face time in federal prison for rights, for civil rights violations. So you don't, fighting on the side of the road doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't make it better. You're caught. You're caught. You know, take it like a champ. You chose to do it. Now deal with the consequences. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me being crazy. That's just crazy talk.
Well, it is now.
Yeah. Well, it's getting crazier.
Yeah, it is. It sure is.
I think I've dealt just about every kind of turd there is as a street cop for the last 11 years. And I can tell you that I've heard them all, and nothing, if you've committed a crime, nothing they've ever told me has stopped me from arresting them. Some have just said, you know what, sir, you got me, and that's it. And we even have a decent conversation on the way down to the jail, shoot the breeze. Juries like stuff like that. You're caught, but you weren't a prick about it. It is what it is, and juries look more favorably on that. But they may not have cared about the original charge that I arrested you for. But you start fighting me, shooting at me, pulling a knife on me, run away, whatever. Juries don't like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you handled that wrong. So now we got to deal with it. So as I tell people, just go with the flow. You're caught. It is what it is. Like when it's a warrant. I didn't write the warrant. It's not my case. But on it says on every warrant to any peace officer in the state of Texas. So it doesn't give me a lot of wiggle room.
Had that recently. And, I was involved a cover on a call. And, you know, the persons we contacted, they had marijuana. One ended up having a warrant. So, of course, the one gets booked on the warrant. And understandably so, the mother wants to know why our daughter's being arrested. Well, it's a warrant. It's a warrant from Bexar County. That arrest is unlawful because you didn't have jurisdiction. You're not the Bexar County Sheriff's Office. Okay, so, you know, listeners, if there's anybody out there who kind of has that, like, same thought, well, the warrant was not issued, the arresting officer is not a part of the agency that the warrant is issued from. In the state of Texas, the warrant is, just as T-Bone said, is directed to any peace officer in the state of Texas. If they come across this person with a warrant, they shall bring them before a magistrate. So it can be a warrant from Tarrant County, and the arrest is made by an officer in like Fort Bend or San Patricio County, does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
You will be arrested and you will be extradited to said jurisdiction.
Yeah, I've arrested people from warrants from all over the state and all over the country.
Yeah. It's just how
it doesn't matter. That is how it works. So the way, listeners, it works is if you are accused of a crime, the detective issues a warrant based on probable cause of the crime you have said to have committed. Remember, you're accused, not convicted. And then it goes in the system. And then eventually a peace officer is going to run across to you somewhere. Traffic stop, call to a house you're at, whatever. And they run you and that warrant comes up. And if it is extraditable, meaning that that agency will come pick you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they're not. Nope. Like California is not going to extradite you from here for possession of marijuana.
Well, even remember the guy who had a murder warrant?
Yes, I remember him. They wouldn't even take him from California. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Los Angeles said
no. I remember that. I even called the, and it was a parole violation. I even called the California Department of Corrections and said, are you serious? He said, yeah, just don't send him back. All right. But if it is extraditable, then we're duty bound to effect that arrest and take them before a magistrate. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. And that's a person that doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They heard something somewhere that to them, it meant something else entirely. A warrant is a warrant is a warrant. It is signed by a judge based upon probable cause, an affirmation, entered in the system. That's it.
It goes back to our segment we had earlier about rich versus poor.
Yes.
This was somebody who resided in one of the wealthier zip codes in our area. Yeah. Very far north.
Yeah. So she's got bad information, but I guarantee you she calls her lawyer. Can they do that? He's going to say, yes, they can. Yeah. I know quite a few lawyers, and lawyers will not tell you lies about what we can and cannot do. Lawyers will tell you the truth. Yeah, they can do that. Yeah, they're allowed to do that. There's nothing you can do about it, you know. And the officer who did the traffic stop is not the one who wrote the case. He didn't write the warrant. He doesn't know anything about your case. Because I'll hear, hey, man, you got a warrant for, you know, aggravated assault, dude. I don't want to tell you, you're under arrest. Well, what? Hey, I don't know anything about your case. I know nothing about your case. It's not even my agency's case. I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, can you tell me? I don't have any information at all. Zero, other than you have a warrant for this charge. That's all I know.
It's funny, too, because, you know, all of a sudden, I don't know what it could be.
And they know.
But they always know. They know every single time.
They know exactly every what the case is.
Time. Oh, could it be for this? Yeah, I might have been involved with something, you know, but.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, okay.
The last warrant arrest I had. She's sitting there telling me, I have no idea what this case is. I have no idea what the hell's going on. Yak, 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 yak. Her mother gets there to pick up the children and the car. Yeah, Mom, it's that case we were talking about. I was like, so you did know.
They always know.
But I knew. I stopped her for a fake license plate. Three children under the age of four, not in the car seat. Pull her over. She's got no license, no insurance, no registration. Three children under the age of four, none of them had a car seat. Car seat. They all had to be in car seats. Oh, there was something else. A windshield was shattered. Like, this car can't be on the road. This windshield is so, you're going to get killed. You can't see. And then runner, she got a felony warrant. I'm like, oh, well, somebody needs to come pick up these kids and they have to have car seats. That's it. I'm towing the car. It has no insurance. So I got a hold of Mom, her mother, and I said, look, I need you to come pick up the kids. Okay, you must have car seats for all three. It's going to be a little while then. That's fine. But you're not showing up without three car seats for these children. And so I had to put all three of those children in the front seat of my Tahoe. She's in the back. I got the kids in the front seat with me to keep them from freaking out. Ended up playing with them, and they're playing with the siren, and they're, you know, pressing buttons and whatever. Whatever keeps them calm.
Yeah.
You know, and the little girl even gave me a big hug when her grandma came again. She was an adorable little girl. She gave me a big hug.
You know. Let them call out traffic on the radio?
I let them play the PA. Yeah, I kept the mic to the radio. I think I turned the radio off my Tahoe. But I let him play with the PA.
That would have. I mean, come on, give the guys out there something fun to listen to.
I just unplugged the PA.
The ramblings of a 3-year-old.
That's right. I unplugged the PA and handed him the PA. There you go. And they look, see, it makes noise. Yeah, I played. You know, just keep them calm. Grandma took about 45 minutes. Showed up. Did have three car seats. Had a valid license and insurance. Now you may have the kids.
Yeah.
Are you taking the car? Yes, ma'am, I am. It has no registration. It has no insurance. Yes, absolutely. I'm taking the car.
Yeah.
Look at the windshield. That car's dangerous. And she was speeding. I think the first thing that got my attention was she was speeding.
Oh, okay.
And then I watched the license plate as it went by. Well, I saw it as she passed, looked in and saw the kids, looked through the windshield, and then when the car passed the BS tag, I'm like, I got like this many reasons to stop the car before I even made contact with you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you've got no license, not suspended, never had one.
Yeah.
She's 30 years old, never had a license. And I'm running into that more and more and more. These people are in their 30s and 40s and never had a license.
Or they don't carry it. I'm running into people like, well, do you at least have a picture of it? I'm running into that all the time.
I do too.
People don't carry it.
I don't accept that picture as valid, but I can get the information off it and then run them. And then it'll tell me the license is valid. And what I'm finding is that when people don't have their license on them, good majority of the time, they don't have a valid license. It's been suspended. That's why they don't have it.
Yeah.
If anyone hands you an ID card, you automatically know they either have no license or it's been suspended.
Yeah.
Because Texas is a one or the other state. Yeah. It used to be you could have both. They got rid of that years ago. It's one or the other. So you hand me an ID card. Oh, my license is at home. You're handing me an ID card. All right, where is your license suspended? Yeah. Okay, so you don't have a license.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about just random stupid shit that we see that occurs. Kind of just get back in the groove of things because it's been a while. Listeners, we'd love ideas from you. Please message us on our Instagram, on our Facebook. On the YouTube channel, you get some comments and things you want us to talk about. We'd be more than happy to take it. Well, if it's something that we think that you'd enjoy, we'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do some episodes on that. It's going to be a little irregular for a little while. I moved on to a different position. He's moved on to a different position. So it's going to be a little bit because we got things going on in our lives. But we're not leaving our fans. We love y'all. What's funny is we got the most hate. It was the First and Second Amendment Auditors episode. We got so much hate for that. It was ACAB this, and you guys are a bunch of pigs. I laughed so hard, I was trying not to wet myself laughing because the ignorance was hysterical. But it is our number one most viewed episode.
those are our natural enemies, so it will.
They are.
Like, it is what it is. I don't know. Like I said before, like, I understand what those guys try to do. But at the same time, I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of praise because you want to stand there and call. I saw a video that where a guy was literally to an NYPD cruiser. He just has his face up against the window while the two officers are standing there. And he's surprised that the officers told him to back up. And when he didn't listen, one of them actually put their hands on like his stomach area and kind of just like pushed him back. And here comes the tirade of insults. I have the legal right to look inside this vehicle. Yeah, you do, but if the officer's getting in the car and you're not moving, you can want to argue all day, that's not a lawful order. You're preventing the officer from getting in the car and doing his job. And you want to call that officer a prick or a pig or Captain Oinkle. I don't know, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. Pork.
Like, no, man, get your dumb ass back. And, like, just, you know, it is what it is. You've accomplished your goal, which was nothing, I guess. But you know, it's
they have a goal.
I would never, ever, ever want to be NYPD because they consistently have the same auditors that follow them around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's bad. Like, I was just like, at this point, NYPD, they have a really rough job. They do. Yo, my hats go off to all of y'all out there. It's rough. It's rough for y'all.
Some agencies, yeah, I feel bad for them. NYPD, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, San Francisco comes to mind. Dallas comes to mind.
Yep.
Houston comes to mind.
Yeah.
Detroit comes to mind. They've got it rough. They're overwhelmed, underpaid, overworked, and very underappreciated.
Yeah, very.
And nobody understands. Again, it boils down to the public does not understand what we do or how we do it. They get their knowledge from TV, movies, anecdotes from other people who have even less knowledge, but they take that as fact because my friend's been arrested, so he knows what he's talking about. Well, not really.
Yeah.
Criminals really don't understand the law and how it works. They understand what's going to happen to them if they're caught. They understand that portion of it, but they don't understand how the law actually works.
Yeah.
If they did, they'd be a little more successful. We might not actually catch them. See, we don't catch the smart ones. We catch the dumb ones. How many times working in the jail, I know what I'm doing. I'm good at what I do. Why are you here then? Because if you were, we actually wouldn't catch you. There's plenty of smart criminals we've never met in this county that we don't even know exist because they do it smart. I'd love to catch them one day, but they're smart enough to, you know, either stay, you know, under the radar. They don't do anything flashy. They don't drive super flashy cars. They don't they don't make waves because the nail that sticks up is the one that's going to get hammered down every time.
Yep.
They let the other people run their mouths, make all the noise, and be obvious about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I think I've seen things I can't explain in terms of just it's sheer human stupidity. I was told when I became a cop, you'll never have to make up a story in this job. And he was right. I've never had to make up anything. In fact, I've had to tone some things down.
Yeah.
Because what you see just boggles your mind that people actually do these things. You think, nah, that's TV. It's TV shit. It's not. People actually do them. And you're like, wow, okay. And now nothing really surprises me anymore. It's been a while since I've actually been surprised by something. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's just been a while because now I'm just so used and I just expect humans, I guess, to be stupid and do dumb things that I'm never really shocked when they do it. I'm shocked when they don't. I'm like, oh, I appreciate you actually not being a shithead. Thank you very much, good citizen. You know, it's like, it's just a basic example. I do a traffic stop for just speeding. Turns out they actually have a license and actually have insurance and they've updated their address and they're being polite. I'm like, well, thank you, good citizen. I appreciate that. Where are you at? You're on the way to work, aren't you? Yeah, I'm on the way to work. You know, I'm going to give you a warning. I looked at your driving record. It's clean. You've been nothing but polite with me, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. You have a license, insurance, registration. Your car's got both its plates. You don't have a shattered windshield. You know what? Here's a warning for speed. Slow down. Now, I'm not giving you a warning if you're doing 30 over the speed limit. I don't care how polite you're being. If you're doing 30 over, you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But if it was just like 15 over, 10 over, traffic wasn't that heavy, you weren't recklessly doing it, like flying in between cars, here's a warning. Have a nice day. Because you have everything you're supposed to have. But if you're driving like that, and you have no insurance, and you have no license, and you have no vehicle registration, and you got a shattered windshield, and you got an attitude, you know what? Maybe you need some consequences.
Yeah.
Because clearly you're not learning. You're doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. Mm-hmm. If you don't want us to contact you, don't do the things that get our attention. Like speed by me at 85 in a 65, and then you're shocked when I pull you over, and you're mad that I stopped you. You were the one who was speeding, not me.
Well, thing is, they didn't see you.
I've heard that a whole lot,
and to me, that's even more dangerous because now you're driving at a high rate of speed, but you're not paying attention. You're not like taking in information and assessing it to help you be a safe, better driver.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that part's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. So nothing really surprises me anymore. It's people are people. You can take away race, you can take away gender, you can take away ethnicity, you can take all that. People are people. Mm-hmm. Crime is crime. Criminals are criminals. Bad behavior is bad behavior.
Yeah.
And it truly, no one cares anymore about your race, your ethnicity. Nobody cares. We care about how you're acting. That's all I care about. How do you act? Do you act like a turd? Or do you act like a responsible, upright citizen? I will treat you how you are acting and what you're doing. And that's how I'm going to treat you. I have been to the hood. Never had a problem. And then I've gone to the richest parts of town. Nothing but problems. It's like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, I go to the hood. These people are boring criminals who all got records. I have no problems with them. And then I go over here to the rich part of town, and all you do is run your damn mouth. Shut up. You know, take a lesson from the guys over there. You know? Call your lawyer and ask him, is this maybe the best way to approach it? He's probably going to tell you, no, probably not the best way to approach it. You know, there's always a right way and a wrong way. You're taking the wrong way to approach this.
Yeah.
So I love this job. It always provides hours of entertainment. The funny random things we see, the funny random things we hear. I'll give you a great example. I was on the way to the DWI task force last week. I'm not supposed to be doing traffic stops. I got to get to this task force.
Yeah.
This car goes by me doing 105 miles an hour in a 60. 105 in a 60. So 45 over the speed limit. Anybody here listens to cop knows that's a fatality speed. Someone will die.
Yep.
If they hit. And usually the person doing that speed is not going to die. It's usually the person they hit dies. So but just boom, just flies right by me. Well, I can't let that go. Mm-hmm. So I light her up, get her stopped. I walk up. I'm like, why are you doing 105 and a 60? I have to poop. And she's doing that, you know, leg clenching. I'm like, okay, you passed. I don't know how many gas stations. Oh, look, there's one right there too. Well, I don't want to go in a gas station. I understand that you don't want to go in a gas station. But if you're getting ready to shit yourself, maybe you might want to make an exception before you kill somebody on the highway. And then you're going to shit yourself anyway. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, can you just follow me home? No. No, I'm not following you home.
Like, we'll give her the carte blanche to do 105 as long as we're behind her.
Yeah. No, give me your license. Okay, here's your citations. Reckless driving. Cut in after passing because you're cutting cars off. Fail to use your turn signals because you're not using your turn signals. Speeding to mark the speed of 105 and a 65 or 105 and a 60. All right, here's your 5 citations. There's the gas station right there. And it's a QT. Their bathrooms are usually pretty clean. Now, that's where I expect you to go. I can probably make it home now. If you had to go that bad, that now all of a sudden you don't have to, you didn't have to go that bad.
Yeah, no.
So, nice try. And I've heard that one before. Or I love it when we follow someone into the gas station. Well, I got to go poop. Okay, give me your license and go. I'll see you when you come back out. Never mind. I'll wait. You didn't have to go. You just didn't think, you thought I was going to let you go. And I did that once. The guy's like, okay, well, cool. Give me his license. He went in the bathroom. I banged out, ran him, all that crap. When he came back, I said, all right, have you seen your car? I said, have you seen your car? He goes, all right, sir, is this still your address? Da-da-da. Okay, all right. I went back, all right, here's your citation. All right, sir, you're free to go. I guess he really did have to go. But I can't excuse doing that kind of speed over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Just because you have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
You still need to drive safely, because what are you going to tell the family member of someone you kill in court? That you were doing 105 because you had to poop? Is that going to make them feel any better about losing their son or their daughter or their husband or their wife?
There'll be a lawyer that can spin it some way. I don't know. Like,
I don't know if you're going to get the sympathy vote on that one.
Lawyers
maybe
are.
You will.
They're magical people. No. They really are.
Yes, I got some. I got some. We got some laughs and some feedback on our lawyers episode too.
I'm glad it was like that.
It wasn't bad though. That one actually wasn't bad.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
I did too. It really surprised me. The first Second Amendment auditors episode got one is our most viewed episode in the shortest amount of time. Like, it just blew up. And I'm pretty sure all the wrong people are watching it, but hey, whatever. Yeah. You know, when your enemies respect you, you know you've made it. And it had the most comments, which I erased a lot of them because they were just inappropriate. Did they bother me? No. For those that are listening that don't like us, I'm not going to lose any sleep that you don't like me. I'm going to sleep naked and face down so you can kiss my ass. But we just wanted to get back in the groove of this episode. Didn't want to discuss anything, you know, pointed. Just get back in the groove. Remind our listeners that we are still here. We haven't forgot about you. We haven't forgot about the show. We've had a lot going on, but we love our fans. J-Man and I went to the DWI task force, and there was probably 300 officers there, and a good portion recognized us, knew who we were. We had fans. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize we had fans.
Yeah. You know, so. And just for anybody who's wondering, and my hair looked just like this. So whatever.
I gave up trying to look good for the camera because that's clearly impossible. So clearly I'm not a model. This is me, but, we love all of you. We appreciate our fellow brother and sister officers. We appreciate the citizens that listen to us and enjoy the content. Thank you very much. This is why we do it. We want you to be educated. We want you to get a laugh. Tell your friends, tell your family, listen to these guys. We think they're funny. We think they're trash. We think they're shit, whatever. I can't remember who it was that said. I don't care what they say about me. Spell my name right. That's kind of how I feel. When people tell me I'm going to complain about you, I'm like, spell my name correctly. Mm-hmm. Get it right. So, J-Man, if you have nothing else to add?
No, I think it's just good to be back.
Good to be back.
Just talking about stuff. Because it's been a while. It really has been a while.
We're back in the saddle again, so... Listeners, brothers, sisters, enjoy your week. Be safe. Listeners, we hope you enjoy the content. You take care of yourself. Yeah, again, any questions, please run in code at our Twitter, or X now, I should say.
X.
Facebook, our YouTube page. You can send us comments there on videos, and we'll respond to them. We did have one comment from a nice young lady, and there's an episode where I will address that comment. It was a very, very long comment, but I'd say, young lady, if you are listening, I'm sorry that happened to you. We do our best to stop these sort of things. And our heart goes out to you. So I got nothing else.
Nope.
All right. Well, everybody, we're out of here.